Stewardites won't find the world in Sean Ullman's debut novel too much of a stretch. Among a fictitious array of characters and plot lines, a very real Seward serves as the backdrop for Seward Soundboard, out now and on local shelves soon. At a KPC Showcase virtual reading last week, Ullman, who's lived in Seward since 2007, spoke about his creative process and read excerpts from the novel. The book covers an entire calendar year in the Harbor City, starting and ending in September.
The title of this chapter is Sleet Sheets, Fat Rain, Demonic Wind, Snow, and so on. It's just a couple vignettes down to start in here. Cloud cloth, the shrunken, sunken sun, which yielded first light at 8:12, rose above Mount Alice at 8:53, set at 6:41, and drained feeble glows until 7:15, shielded the palest shine spears. For 4 days, days doubled as dim, rainy twilight. Streetlights kept aglow 98 hours straight. The light seeker photographed and sketched.
Ullman, who teaches writing at Kenai Peninsula College, took an experimental approach to Seward Soundboard. He says he likes to write style-focused sentences that challenge readers.
That's been my critique. Too much style, not enough story. But I got a lot of help from Jeff and others to bring in a lot of story to this book and balance things out.
Jeff Helminiak, the Peninsula Clarion sports editor, edited the book. He helped Ullman keep the prose to a consistent style and weave two protagonists into the vignettes of Seward life.
As you can hear, that's not your standard novel, right? Like, what's going on there is there's just like a lot of bursts of like, you know, what's going on in the sky, and then like what's going on with this carpenter down the street, and what's going on here and what's going on there. When I first read it, I'm like, how do you edit this? You know, it's not like editing a normal novel because it's not something that I see really done.
Ullman's dad, Associated Press journalist Howard Ullman, and local writer Kat Sorensen also lent their eyes to the project. Artists with roots in Seward created sketches and paintings that appear within the book's 150 pages. In part, Ullman wanted to make sure he had the Seward stamp of approval. He says one of his guiding principles while writing was that nothing could happen that could not really happen in the city.
But especially for this book, it's very important for me that this book is received by Sewardites and you know, hopefully liked, but first being like, yeah, he got it, you know. Because I'm not a local kid, you know, I didn't grow up here in Seward, but I love Seward, and I've studied it. I've been a student of it for, you know, some years now.
The residents might have the most fun recognizing Seward in the pages of Seward Soundboard. Ullman hopes people who have never visited can pick up the book and get a sense of what it's like to live there year-round. Seward Soundboard will be available at bookstores in Seward and at River City Books in Soldotna next week. It is currently available on Amazon. The Seward Arts Council is putting on another virtual reading of the book, featuring 8 other Seward writers, this Thursday at 6 p.m. Find the Zoom link on the Seward Arts Council Facebook page. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.